I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back to Coast, Professor Slim King with us as we talk about the life of Harry Houdini. We'll also talk about magic very shortly as well. Professor, back to the curse. You were talking about the Marjorie and Houdini. And explain a little bit more about who Marjorie was.
Okay, Marjorie's real name is Mina Crandon. And she was a socialite in Boston. She was married to a doctor. And they had kind of a mysterious life. She was said to be really, really a sensuous lady. All the pictures I see, she looks pretty average, but everybody who met her thought she was just devastatingly beautiful. I don't know why, but they did. It had probably had something to do with the way that she did her seances.
Mm-hmm.
Mina was they called her Marjorie, and she was the Witch of Lime Street. Sometimes they called her the Blonde Witch of Boston.
And was it a compliment in those days to call somebody a witch?
I think so. I think if you were a medium, I think they got a big kick out of it. Because it was a lot of people during that time period, during the spiritualist movement, a lot of people were having family circles. There were all kinds of people that were Catholics or Baptists or whatever on their Sunday afternoon or a Saturday. They would all get together in the middle of the day and hold hands, and somebody would go into a trance and they would try to contact their deceased relatives. It was common back in the 20s.
Okay, but this curse now.
Right. So Harry goes and he's going to check out Mina Crandon. He's going to go to Boston, and they line up about six seances that he's going to attend. Now, the Scientific American has a $2,500 purse for anybody that can prove that they are a real medium or
okay.
Anything paranormal. And kind of like the JREF, the James Randi Educational Foundation, had $1 million one here.
Which they never had to give out.
Right. They never had to give it out, but I don't think they actually let anybody who could actually win participate.
Won't like you for that one.
Yeah. Well, they can dislike me all they want. I don't think they played fair, and they finally shut it down, and they're just giving the money to whoever they want. That is interesting that they were taking in about $1.5 million a year, talking about a $1 million contest. So they were coming out way ahead. So anyway, the Scientific American has the same kind of thing going on. So they are always going to Marjorie's seances. So they set this up with six of these, and Houdini goes up. But he doesn't send Rose Mackenberg. That's the agent that he usually sends ahead. What he does is he builds a box. It kind of looks like a sauna. He builds his box, and he has James Collins build it for him. And he builds all of Houdini's props. And it's designed so that only Mina's head and her hands can stick out.
Aha.
That's it.
Okay.
So she can't get at anything. So Houdini's going to make sure that she can't produce any trickery. So they do one seance, and everything goes according to plan, and they have what they call a bell box. It's a bell inside of a box, and if they push on the lid, the bell will ring. And they always put the box outside of the reach of Mina. And in this particular instance, they put it between Houdini's legs. So there's no way anyone could get at it. Well, in the first seance, the bell rings. So the second seance, he brings in the box, and he puts her in the box. He's going to stop it,
mm-hmm.
right? And they put that, and the second seance, the bell rings.
So now he's baffled.
So now he's got a fixer. And remember what we talked about before, about there's always an out. He has to fix Marjorie because he's actually already written a book about her, how he's, you know, exposed her.
Yeah.
So he's got this book he's going to put out, so he has to expose her. So she comes in, everybody gets around the seance, and, of course, Marjorie has a spirit guide, and his name is Walter, and it's Marjorie's brother. So Walter, she goes into a trance, and Walter comes out and just starts cussing and swearing and cursing at Houdini, and he says, "Why did you put this foul thing in here? Why are you doing this? Why did you do this? I'm cursing you."
And this is a spirit saying this, right?
This is the spirit saying it through Marjorie. And the spirit Walter puts a death curse because inside the box is a ruler, one of those rulers that folds up into three pieces.
Yeah.
Is one of those old kinds.
Yeah.
And it's in the box. The only people that had access to the box was Houdini.
Wow.
And James Collins.
How soon was the curse, Professor, and then Houdini ended up dying?
Well, he cursed him, and some people say that he said, "You'll die in a year." That's, people debate about that. But he died in 2 years. He was totally dead. This big, strong man died in 2 years after being cursed by Walter.
Wow. Did it scare him?
Well, actually, Houdini used it in his advertising. You can see there are Houdini ads all over the place where Houdini advertises that he's under the curse of the spiritual.
Could die at any moment.
Yeah, and it really helped him, you know, kind of, in a way. But then you get this concept of the self-fulfilling prophecy. Right? That they have prophesied that he's going to die. So later, when Houdini gets sick, maybe this is in the back of his mind. And so he doesn't go to the doctor because he doesn't want to prove them right. He doesn't want to show that he's getting sick or that something's happened. And that's kind of my viewpoint of maybe what happened, why he didn't go when he first started getting sick.
And Arthur Ford, what happened to him eventually?
Arthur Ford toured the world after he gave this.
Did he outlive Houdini?
He outlived, he lived until 71.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Arthur Ford lived a fantastic life. So after Houdini tries to frame up Marjorie, he puts out this book. He actually fails, but he says he does it. And he's got these photos of Marjorie's legs under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had some drawings made where her leg is reaching around his leg. So he makes some drawings and puts them in the book where the photo is not anything like the drawing.
Ah, a little trickery by Houdini?
Yes, so Houdini once again is doing this. And there was a guy named Walter B. Gibson, and he is probably one of, if not the number one, expert on Houdini. He worked with Houdini, he worked with Dunninger, and then he worked with Kreskin. And he makes this statement. There's a bombshell in the interviewed Kreskin, and he gives this quote by Gibson. It says, "When will magicians realize that Houdini was often as dishonest as the mediums he purported to expose?"
Wow. That's pretty heavy.
That is heavy coming from the number one guy. So he knew that they were putting James Collins in there, and that Rose Mackenberg was going ahead, and they were setting them up. So he would have a great show.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.